Dubbed by Noel Coward a dream of a theatre, the Theatre Royal has been operating continuously for 170 years, although it was also known as the Royal Victoria Theatre. Situated in the heart of Wapping, in those early days the audience came from the brothels, taverns and small cottages locally, as well as from more genteel areas of the town. So some of the drama took place in the auditorium as well as on the stage. Much of the original building has been lost as a result of additions and renovations. J.C. Williamson, shown here, an American but subsequently Australia's most successful theatrical entrepreneur, brought many of his shows here on tour. The theatre has hosted a range of events from boxing matches to political and religious rallies, but its main role has been as a continuing home for the performing arts in Hobart. Many famous performers have trod the boards of this theatre, including Laurence Olivier, Noel Coward, Peter Ustinov, Ruth Cracknell and Charles Bud Tingwell. As well as international stars, many Tasmanians too have played a significant part in the performances at the Theatre Royal. This picture is of Amy Sherwin, a well-known Tasmanian soprano who made her debut at this theatre in 1878. Although threatened with closure on many occasions, most notably in the 1940s, the theatre has had many supporters who have rallied to ensure its future. A bad fire in the Wapping area of Hobart in the 1890s destroyed many tenements in the area, but the theatre survived that threat. More recently, in 1984, a fire within the theatre itself caused substantial damage, but with a good deal of public support, the stage was rebuilt to modern standards and the auditorium restored to the 1911 design. This picture shows the manager of the Theatre Royal with his family on the steps of the theatre just before the war.